This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. It was the next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas, broadcasting live from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Arrow Point Building in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you ever dreamed of a job, let me redo that. If you ever dreamed of a career in this profession, 1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com, sign up to take the tour, check us out, see all the great things that all of the multiple students have done, the videos they put out, the work they're doing now, what they're doing with their careers. Rock is over here trying to mess with the video for Facebook Live so we can get back on Facebook. We're still on Periscope. Big Shot Bob is in the building. Thursday, March 9th, 20 years to the day that the Notorious B.I.G. passed. We miss you, Chris Wallace. We miss your music, man. Much love to you. And Free Agent Frenzy has been just that. Tons of signings, lots of moves going on in the NFL. Blockbuster trades about to happen. We're all sitting here just looking at our phones, watching our ESPN page. While the ACC tournament is going on, my team is playing right now. It's just too many things to look at. And we're on the air trying to do the show. I am just all over the place right now. But I'm excited. I'm happy it's Thursday. I can't wait because I get to fill out my bracket after Sunday night. I'm going to bust everybody up in this. In our bracket, the BSS Carolina bracket. If you want to get in, come find us. Let us know. We'll send you the link. I am dominating y'all this year. And my compadre will be wearing an I Heart Grayson Allen shirt and eating some disgusting food or something extremely hot for losing this challenge. Or a dozen cold donuts from Krispy Kreme in like 10 minutes. It's going to be something. It is going to be something.
A dozen ice cold donuts in 10 minutes. Dude, that's easy.
That is.
You don't make me have a sugar rush.
You're not putting down 10,000 calories in 10 minutes. No way. Oh, no.
I don't know, man. We'll have to figure out this bet that we'll have going on. But anyway, yes, welcome to the show. Sorry I had to step away for a second. Unfortunately, Facebook Live, we're not on right now, but I'm trying to get it back up. We'll see, man. Listen, just like last year when you were wearing that Romo jersey, I got to figure out. There's going to be something else this year. I don't know. I might have you write a letter to Romo how much you love him, how great he truly is. Yeah, you know, that's a good bet. I think that's what you lose this year. You have to write Romo a letter that's saying how great a quarterback and I wish he was a Panther.
Okay, and same for you. You have to write to Grayson Allen how you're his biggest fan and biggest supporter.
Oh, hell.
And that they are absolutely wrong for trying to say he purposely trips people.
Oh, he does.
And you got to tell him that you're his biggest, absolute biggest fan. And that you heart Grayson.
I heart Grayson Allen.
You heart Grayson Allen.
All right, yeah, we got to talk about this. All right, we'll figure out something. But anyway, welcome to the show today. Before we went to break from the first segment, we talked about hot sauce, a lot of segments. We actually have one more I wanted to get into for a minute. This week, in case you did not hear, a grumpy Jim Boeheim trashes the frequent ACC tourney site, Greensboro, basically, says it should remain in big cities like Atlanta, Washington, D.C. He never said anything about Charlotte. He should have said it never should be in Greensboro. Is he right, or is he just playing crazy?
Have you been by the Greensboro Coliseum? Have you been through Greensboro? The way to go to the Greensboro Coliseum. When you get to play at the Barclays Center, or you get to play at in Atlanta's home stadium, I don't know the name of their basketball center. I should know it.
Phillips Arena.
You get to play at Phillips Arena. You get to play at the Spectrum Uptown Charlotte. You get to play at Madison Square Garden. You get to play at the Verizon Center. These buildings that host NBA cities that have all the amenities. Of course you don't want to go play at the Greensboro Coliseum. You got to drive through the hood, first and foremost, to get to the Greensboro Coliseum. And then their stadium is old. It hasn't been updated. Hasn't been remodeled. There's no amenities. There's no great hotels around the Greensboro Coliseum. So I'm with you, Jim Boeheim. The Greensboro, the ACC tournament never has to go back to Greensboro, girl. Either have it in Raleigh or you have it in Charlotte. Those are the only two cities that should host the ACC tournament. Other than that, Greensboro, peace. See ya. Peace. Like my compadre would like to say.
Really?
Yes, really.
No. Absolutely. Greensboro?
No Greensboro.
What is the hatred going on with you and Boeheim?
I just gave you the reasons why you don't go to Greensboro.
Because the stadium looks old?
The stadium's old. The amenities aren't plush. The hotels aren't great. You have to ride through the hood to get there, so it's more danger for you. It doesn't need to bring in Greensboro. You can have it in Charlotte. You can have it in Raleigh. That's a good medium right there. I know you like to have it in Greensboro because Greensboro more in the middle.
It's a central point.
But
for everybody.
The Coliseum sucks.
No, it
just
needs to be
let
updated.
People come to Charlotte. Come to Charlotte.
Right. I agree. It needs to be updated. But Greensboro is ACC basketball. I mean, that and Charlotte, and I think it should be D.C. New York, it shouldn't be anywhere. Wow. All right, that's a rumor I got to throw out here real fast. Texans may cut Brock Osweiler. Just cut him to get Romo. So that would be interesting. But anyway, going back to Greensboro is, I mean, dude, it's history. You know all the history at that Coliseum? I'm not saying it should be there every year, but it shouldn't be in New York. Dude, why is it in New York?
Why not?
The same reason, why is the Big Ten Championship in Maryland? Are you serious?
Because
there's one school that is in Maryland. No, it needs to be in that area of the country.
We don't need to have it in that area. We need to have it in the areas that can drive the most money, that have the most amenities to these kids, man.
Then have that in New York. That makes more sense, having the Big Ten in New York than have it here. The Big East is New York.
The old Big East. And we have the old Big East teams. That's why we involve New York.
No, but New York, we don't have the old Big
East.
Louisville?
Syracuse,
Louisville
Pittsburgh.
Is out in the middle of the country. Pittsburgh, come on,
Syracuse?
Man. Pittsburgh, why not have it in D.C.? I think D.C., Atlanta, Charlotte, Orlando even maybe. That's where you have it. Not freaking New York.
But a lot of ACC fans, especially a lot of Duke fans, stay in New York and they want to see Duke play.
This is all about money. This all is about
exactly
money, all right? This is not about anything about college sports. It's about making money. First of all, you have college sport in a town. Guess what? Students don't get paid. You don't have it in New York to make more money for who? The NCAA. It ain't got nothing about the kids. Ain't nothing about the kids.
The kids get the opportunity to play on a professional court. A lot of these kids.
You play at Duke, you don't be on a professional court. You
play
at UNC.
A professional court?
Oh my gosh. You playing at a high program.
You don't get to play in the
ACC. You play in the ACC. You're playing at a major program. It don't matter. You play at State or BC. It's in the ACC.
I'm just saying, man. To say that, oh man, we played in the ACC tournament in Madison Square
Garden. That's not in Madison Square Garden.
I know it's in the Barclays.
This is the Barclays.
Even to say the Barclays, it's better than saying, well, we played in the Greensboro Coliseum.
How is it better? I don't see how it gets. Listen, it's in the ACC tournament. It don't matter where you have the tournament. Take that back. If you have it in the north, it takes away from being the ACC tournament because it should be in the south. Atlanta or Charlotte, somewhere
it's
else.
It's the Atlantic coast. The Atlantic coast goes all the way to the Maine, all the way down to Florida.
You got one team in New York. One team
from
New York.
Pittsburgh, and we got Boston.
No, no, no.
College.
You got one team from New York, right?
There's three upstate.
No, didn't have it in Pittsburgh.
Why? Nobody wants to be in Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be in New York for the ACC
Pittsburgh
tournament.
Pittsburgh doesn't have a professional basketball team. They could have it in Philadelphia if they wanted to have it in Philadelphia.
Why? It's the ACC tournament. Villanova's is
exactly.
Philadelphia.
So that's why you don't go.
You don't
to
have it. You don't go to New York.
York
either.
Why? It's not.
New York is. No.
New York doesn't have no big-time college programs right now.
Well, no. Syracuse is down, but you moved Syracuse to the ACC. You didn't keep them in the Big East.
And that's why we end up Barclays.
And it takes away from the Big East. Because the Big East tournament should be what you're talking about. And I've not heard a single word about the Big East tournament this year. Because
the Big East sucks. Because we took all their good teams.
But you got Villanova still, who has won the championship.
That's one team. They're talking about Villanova. We're hearing about Villanova.
But my point is, you're taking away from these other schools. Wake Forest playing in New York. Nobody cares about Wake Forest in New York.
Well, they're getting a look. They got a look at Collins. They got a good look at Collins, who's going to probably be an NBA player, who you wouldn't have saw.
Nobody cares about freaking NC State in New York, except for Dennis Smith.
You get to see Dennis Smith in New York in the big lights.
Nobody cares about who BC. They don't care about BC and BC. But it's in New York. What the heck? ACC ain't got nothing to do with New York.
And plus, in the major city, you have better chances to draw people for the Wednesday games, the Thursday games, the Tuesday games. You go to Greensboro, you really go show up for a Tuesday game, a Wednesday game?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Yeah. If it was here in Greensboro, I would probably be at the tournament for all 5 days.
You could have drove to New York.
I ain't driving in New York.
You could have flew into New York. You could have flew into JFK. You could have flew into LaGuardia.
Dude, you know how long it take to get back from New York?
It's just as quick as the flight up there.
Shoot. We wouldn't do a show this week. We did that. Come on. But no, it's move the tournament. Bring it back to put
bring
in
it
DC
back to North
somewhere.
Carolina. Just don't put it in Greensboro. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, then you got one other plate. Well, you can put it in Raleigh.
Raleigh or Charlotte. The only two cities that need to have it if you're going to use North Carolina. If you're using North Carolina.
All right, let's go into enemies of the week.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera. And I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Ooh, all right. Some breaking news. The Eagles signed Alshon Jeffrey to a 1-year, $14 million deal.
Well, that would have been his franchise tag number. So, way to go, Alshon. Get paid.
Hey, Carson Wentz, you might just got better. At least we ain't talking about the Giants. Anyway, moving on into our enemy of the week. You got one this week?
I want to give it to the Panthers, man, for re-signing Colin Jones, but I
– go ahead and give it to Panthers for the Matt Khalil deal.
I mean, we need to address the offensive line.
Five-year, $55 million?
If Matt Khalil is the offensive tackle that he was pre-injury, then it's worth the money. It's absolutely – and only 25 is guaranteed. So – We got to see. I'm not mad at that, man. My enemy this week is whatever team trades for Tony Romo. If you trade for Tony Romo, boo-hoo on you, you big shots enemy, because that's ridiculous. Come on now.
Don't go trade
for Tony Romo. You kidding me? Don't be no idiot. Leave Tony Romo
serious?
In Dallas. Don't give the Cowboys more picks for a brittle quarterback that's going to get hurt on this first hit that he takes from the line of scrimmage. No, don't do that.
So we do have Mr. 315's checking in. What's up, Mr. 315? We know you're watching us.
What's up, Kai?
On Facebook Live. But, dude, come on. Tony Romo? Stop hating on Tony Romo. I'm so sick of the hatred in this whole world with Tony Romo. It's like everybody's dogging the man.
It's not hate. It's just
it's hate. It is hate.
Looking at prior facts,
him being hurt the last two seasons. Okay, he was hurt.
More than likely, he's going to be hurt again this season, the entire season.
Really?
And then there goes the draft.
Okay, well, hold on. I can counter that. Because you know who else was hurt when he went on his tour of cities? Peyton Manning. He didn't play at all the previous season. At all. And I know Peyton is better than Tony. I'm not comparing. I'm not saying Tony's better than him. But Peyton was out a whole year and did the same thing Tony's doing right now.
But prior to that, Peyton had made every start.
Tony, before 2 years ago, played every single season.
But he didn't play every game. I said Peyton's made every start. Every start, 16 a year.
Dude, he came out with a broken collarbone still playing.
He broke it again. Why? Who's to say he don't land on this? Not going to break again.
I'm just saying.
Who's to say he doesn't take a shot in the back? It's going to break again.
Stop the hatred for Tony Romo.
It's looking at the facts that the man stays hurt.
He does not stay hurt. He stays
hurt.
Dude, look at the stat. You want to speak about facts? Look at the stats. Stats are facts. Not what you're spreading.
The best,
stats are facts.
The best ability is availability, and Tony Romo has had none.
The best availability is go make money and win as many games you can. And last time I checked, he was making money and he's winning games. Is he winning games in the playoffs? No. But guess who that falls on? The whole organization.
Does it fall on the organization?
Yes. How many playoff games win this season? How many?
Because they didn't want to run the ball.
No, no, no. How many playoff games will win this season?
None. Like
exactly.
They were gonna
Who
do
does
anyway?
It go back to? It goes it back goes to the organization.
Because the Cowboys
and the last
the
20 years, the Cowboys have lost it. You know, the one thing Tony Romo has done for this organization for the last decade, though, is he has kept us in the game every single season. Sometimes he's thrown us out of games, but Sue, what other quarterback's not done the same thing he has? I'm just saying, a lot of hatred. The man, you know, let him go to Denver. Let him go to Houston. If he goes to Houston and they could have kept Bouye, they would have a legitimate shot to come out of the AFC. They still got to beat the Patriots because I'm not picking against New England.
I'm taking the bet that he gets hurt.
He might get hurt.
Less than 5 games.
Let's give the man a chance to actually go do something first before he gets hurt. Stop blackballing and trying to keep him out of the league. Let him go somewhere else. Let him play. I'd rather have him – you know what? I'd rather have him than 15 other quarterbacks in this league for a couple of seasons.
You can probably go get Colin Kaepernick for dirt cheap.
Colin Kaepernick over him?
Can't you rehabilitate Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Over Tony Romo.
Colin Kaepernick
Jay
more
Cutler?
Than likely is not
Are you good. Taking Jay Cutler over Tony?
More than likely.
Are I you mean, out your mind?
Both of them are hurt a lot, so no, I'm not taking Jay Cutler either.
I'm not taking Jay Cutler. Seriously.
I'm not taking none of them. I'll go pick up a quarterback in the draft.
You take Mike Glennon over him?
No, because Mike Glennon is coming with a hefty price tag. No, I'm not taking
Mr. 315, I know you're loving that pick, by the way. Mike Glennon for 3 years, $25 million.
I'm going to see if I can go salvage Tom Savage. Can I have Tom Savage? I'll just talk about Tony Romo.
I know. You keep talking about it. Let him try to have a chance to do it, though. He could do it. All right, let's go into jams of the week.
Oh, good. Little sloppy pass. Carter. It's and the crowd responds to a spectacular dunk from Vince Carter.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome
Shut up
and
jam. Do you want me to shoot it? No! Slam! Slam!
BSS Carolina's Dunks of the Week.
All right, you got any jams?
Of course, posted last week, Rajon Tucker from Florida Gulf Coast gets the ball at the top of the key, gets in the lane with two hands, throws it down, dunks it so hard that the shot clock goes off. I mean, it just turns off. The crowd is going crazy. I don't know where this kid took off from, but this kid got some athletic ability. Rajon Tucker, man. You see this kid coming to the lane about to dunk on you, better just get out of the way.
You better move.
You better move. And last night, Carl Anthony Towns on a putback dunk playing the Clippers. He had a huge game, too. And they handled the Clippers. Way to go, Carl Anthony Towns.
Is that the one you posted on Facebook?
No, I posted the Rajon Tucker one on Facebook. I didn't get to post the Carl Anthony Towns dunk last night. I was posting all the silly stuff going on in the NFL. Thank you, NFL offseason. We love
it. I just wait until I catch you up on the NFL news that's going on right now. But, yeah, at least we're not seeing, but it's arrested. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Somebody else is. Don't worry. I don't really have a jam this week. I got a shot at the week for Markieff Morris for being ejected. But, yeah, I don't have a jam this week.
Okay.
So that's a good one, though. I did see the one you got. All of these videos and stuff are on our Facebook page, so check them out. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at BSS Carolinas. Moving into local news, Charlotte Hornets last week. Saturday, they beat the Nuggets 112-102. Good win there. Monday, home, they beat the Pacers 188. Big Al's back in Charlotte for that one. And then last night, they lost to the Heat. On the road, 108-101. Deion Waiters had a big night. Gordon had a big night. Jarvis.
The Heat are playing well, man.
Yeah, they are.
Way to go, Miami. Get that eighth spot. Seize that eighth spot. Because we definitely need a pick here. The Hornets are struggling, man. The defensive effort is not there this year.
There's nobody in the middle.
We miss the bench we had with Lynn, Courtney Lee, Al Jefferson. We missed that camaraderie. Well,
don't forget, Cody's been out.
Cody's been out, and once he gets back, we finally get Frank playing up to a little bit of his potential, and he gets hurt. He's probably done for the season. Now we relying on the Johnny O'Briens of the world, and and it's just not going well. Like, we're getting 100 points, but we're not stopping teams at all. Teams score at will on us.
Yeah, there's no presence inside whatsoever. Marvin Williams can't guard anything at the rim. He can't guard anybody, and just hate to say that. This week, Friday home to the Magic, Saturday home to the Pelicans, Monday home to the Bulls, and Wednesday at the Pacers. How would they do?
Home to the Magic.
Home to the Magic, home to the Pelicans, home to the Bulls, and at the Pacers.
They should beat the Magic, but I wouldn't be surprised. They'll beat the Magic, probably lose to the Pels, lose to the Bulls. And well, who was the fourth opponent?
Pacers on the road.
They'll handle the Pacers because they just handle 2-2. 2-2. They need to go on 4, though.
We need more people. I'll say 2-2. I think the Magic and the Pacers, they win. The Pelicans, that just the Pelicans are coming in with Davis and Boogie. It don't matter who else they got. They'll dominate inside. So, even though nobody will probably be able to guard Kemba. And they got the Pacers number. I don't know what's going on with that. But the season can't get over quick enough, I think.
I think not, man. 11-23 on the road is not going to get it done.
Moving to the Panthers real fast. Panthers re-signed Fozzie Whitaker to a two-year deal. They also signed Charles Johnson to a two-year deal worth $9.5 million. And then today they addressed the offensive line. They signed Matt Khalil to a five-year $55.5 million deal, $25 million guaranteed.
I think the Khalil brothers, just because they have their brothers, Ryan Khalil is one of the best centers in the league. And Matt Khalil, like I said, when he's right, is one of the better tackles in the league. We keep Mike Remmers, move Mike Remmers back to right tackle. As we know, Michael Orr is still in the concussion protocol. Like, it's been
you can't count
8 months, 9 months. He's still in the concussion protocol. He's done, folks. You don't come back after 10 months of being in the concussion protocol and say, hey, you're ready to play tackle ball again. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, he's done. He's not coming back.
We need to address Trey Turner. We need to get an extension contract extension out to Trey Turner. I like us just keeping the continuity going and drafting a couple of young players, and we'll see after the first few days of free agents, this free agency frenzy, how it's going, who's left over, and we'll address the slot situation. Hate to lose Ted again. Hate to lose A.J. Klein, especially if Luke Kuechly gets hurt again or has a concussion again. A.J. Klein always stepped in and performed admirably.
Yeah, in case
so that was huge.
In case you didn't know, A.J. Klein and Ted Ginn went to the Saints, so – they're gone.
Peace. See ya.
Yeah. You hate to lose them. Also, some other news in the NFC South. The Bucs signed DeSean Jackson. I think that's a huge
one. That's huge, man. They're going to be tough to contend with. We ready. Let's go. NFC South.
When we come back from break, we'll talk some. I'm going to ask Big Shot, give me three free agents the Panthers should sign this offseason. They already signed one of the ones I thought. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about Charlotte Knights for a minute and Dummies of the Week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. You can catch us everywhere.
Sports Slice, side piece.